Attention hobbyists, sports fans, and collectors nationwide and abroad. It's time to get hype.
Come on.
About the hobby we are all a part of. Live from the Mojo Break Studios, it's Dan and Doug.
Check it out.
Come on!
So, get hype. Be hype. This is The Hype.
What is going down, everybody? It's time for The Hype, episode number 93, and it is a action jam-packed show we got for you guys today. I know you guys are here for the free NT. That'll be coming up later in the show, so we're going to make you wait, listen to us talk for a while about a bunch of nonsense. No, I'm just kidding. But you're going to have to sit through this show, and then we'll do the free NT break coming up in the within the hour here. So basically, we'll do the random with all the names. 30 people will be assigned teams. We'll open the box, and hopefully there'll be a crazy logo man or a Luca or something nuts in here, and somebody's going to get it for free. So we'll have another free break coming up, and I got also an announcement about a big loyal giveaway that we're going to be doing. So that'll be coming up soon. We're going to be talking about Alonzo versus Austin, Dietrich. We've got Definitive that came out today, and it's a banger. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about. NBA collecting in the offseason, so it's going to be a great show. So you're in for a treat. Dan, what's going on, dude? How you doing?
What up? I'm just glad to be back. The Bay Area.
Yeah? Where'd you go?
New Orleans.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. You were there.
I was there? Oh, that's right.
Yeah, TJ was there.
I don't remember much. I don't remember much.
But, ain't no place like it, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's an experience for sure. C-Rat, how's it going, man? Got the Raiders hat on. It's closer and closer to the season to start, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear?
Getting ready.
Who the Raiders signed?
Everybody.
They just signed everybody?
They didn't sign everybody. They signed one guy.
Oh, Richie Incognito,
Richie
baby.
Richie Incognito.
Great cash, homie.
Can't even see him.
you know, gone from those days of the Jonathan Martin bullying, right? So everybody forgot about that.
Didn't he retire? Or 2017, he stepped away from football. He had didn't he punch somebody out at like a gym or something? I don't know.
He's had a couple run-ins.
He's a former Ram.
I thought he said he was retired a couple years ago.
Yeah, in 2017, he was like, I'm done.
Right. It's crazy.
But he was a Ram, and he was a Bill. I think he was he's a Dolphin, right?
Yep. He's been around. I think that's where the Jonathan Martin thing went on. So Jonathan Martin, former Niner, too. But we'll jump right into Austin Riley versus Pete Alonso. And these are two guys that are lighting it up in baseball right now, lighting up the stat category, lighting up the eBay sales. And I know there's many more that people are collecting, and there's other rookies that are doing well, but I wanted to just narrow it down to these two guys and their potential and their Rookie of the Year candidacy. So Austin Riley, 6'3", 220 out of Memphis, first rounder, 41st overall. Many wanted him to be drafted as a pitcher. So I wanted to compare and see where you guys want to go. Is it going to be, are you collecting Pete Alonso? Are you collecting Austin Riley? If you had to choose between the two, where are you going? And I like both markets that they play in. So you're looking at the Mets. You're looking at the Braves. Both are really close in contention. I know it's very, very early on. Both have shown some good power numbers. And their cards have gone up. So I wanted to talk about that. And I wanted to also compare it to, you know, buying in the offseason and what you could be at now. So the knock on Austin Riley is his defense, not a really strong third baseman or outfielder, which is his position. But the power's there. He's played 456 games in the minors. So well-seasoned in the minors compared to Pete Alonso with 290 games in the minors. Pete Alonso was drafted 64th overall in 2016, so a late second rounder. But, you know, just if you had to pick between the two, Dan, who are you going with and why? If you had to buy their base auto.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Austin Riley has 52 at-bats. That's about 12 games.
But that's why this show's called
12 games,
the
right?
The hype.
12 games. He has six homers. Okay, he's batting .365. That is a small sample size. How many players do you see go on a hot streak? and inflate their numbers.
But
and
that's
then
why
come
you got
down to earth.
That's why you got
to
get him while you can, because if we fast forward 2 months from now and he's batting the same number
a week from now, a week
Downer Dan over here,
dude.
Downer Dan just crushing Braves fans' dreams.
Pete Alonso, 193 at bats, 49 hits. I know he's hitting 254, but it doesn't matter. Batting average doesn't count. It's all about exit velocity. We were talking about that earlier. 17 bombs. Pete Alonso.
17 bombs. I mean, he's been up there the whole season. Obviously, the batting average is a lot lower.
It doesn't matter.
A lot lower.
Well, give Austin Riley another week, and he'll be batting 220.
Downer Dan, man.
No.
You got to have hope in your eyes. What if he could be batting 400?
I bet he isn't.
I bet he isn't either, but if he is and you were able to get his auto now, so it looks like Ross are going for about 160 on both of these guys.
Sell them now.
But the most beautiful thing about it was is in December and in October, these guys were selling for $40 and $30. So that just shows you prospecting in the off season for baseball in winter is the way to go.
Who is paying $30 for Austin Riley? It's a little high.
Well, he's a first rounder, so I mean, he's a first rounder. 2015.
How many games in the minors?
Over 400.
And don't they play like 85 or 90 games in the minors? They don't play 162. 130.
Yeah, he played there for a while, but he was drafted out of high school. So Pete Alonso actually did 4 years, but he went to Florida, so he played in college. So you got two different types of players. Now Pete's nickname is Pete the Polar Bear. So does that decrease his value? Based on a nickname.
He's already put up better numbers than Ike Davis.
He kind of looks like Ike Davis to me.
I think it's a uniform.
Could be. The uniform just reminds me too much of Ike Davis.
Ike Alonso.
So what do you guys think in the chat? If you had to pick the two, are we getting any? Alonso, Mets are desperate for hope, Max says. Great white hopes, Bus says. Thanks for listening to the podcast, Steve. We appreciate it. So Pete Alonso, Austin Riley. Austin Riley is the reason this show is called The Hype is for guys like Austin Riley, and that's why we're talking about it.
Because I know, and you're giving people a heads up. Sell those cards now.
Why would you sell it now when you have potential, though? I mean, we were looking at Aaron Judge when he was on his tear. He was $600-$700 base autos. So are you going to sell it short right now?
Yeah. Sell it now.
What is this guy showing? I mean, he's got the numbers. He's about 360.
Dude, he has 50 at bats.
Vladimir Guerrero's doing worse than him. So then we should sell Vladimir Guerrero too?
Probably not. You probably want to hold on to that one.
I'm trying to get your thought process here.
I don't know why we're talking about a guy who has played in 12 games.
Because that's what everybody else is talking about right now. So I'm trying to decide, do I want to jump on the Austin Riley bandwagon? I got some 15 draft. We just pulled an Austin Riley last night.
I think I brought this up. Brian Dalimore was like a career minor leaguer. I think the Giants gave him a shot. He was like 37 years old. Came out. He was like a bright spot in September. He did pretty well. Were you like searching the internet looking for Brian Dalimore?
Was Brian Dalimore a first rounder?
He could have been.
Probably not.
I think he was drafted in 92.
I'm talking about if you follow these guys' potential, they've had potential the entire time. It wasn't like he was a 60th rounder and now he's gotten lucky and struck lightning in a bottle. No, this guy was a 284. We're talking about Riley. He was a 284 hitter in minors. That's not bad for 450 games.
And now
he hasn't played that much in the majors yet, but he's continuing his dominance and he's on the right team. They're fighting for look, the Braves are 2.5 games out of first, 5 games over 500.
Dude, 12 games is like a homestand.
Well, he's got a really good homestand. But so you guys are going Pete based on the longevity,
his 200 at bats longevity.
But you know, you prospect. I mean, anybody can go out and buy Mike Trout autos. They ain't cheap.
That'd be smart. It's a smart buy.
It is a smart buy. And you got the WAR here. You got the wins above replacements. You got
Verdugo.
You got Pete Alonso with 2 games wins above replacement at this point. Second in the league. And the first guy is Brandon Lowe. Now, before you guys go out and just buy a bunch of Brandon Lowe's, he does not have a Bowman Chrome. You can buy a tier one auto for like $20, but he's on the wrong team, unfortunately. He's on Tampa Bay, which makes me worry about Wander Franco, but that's a whole other story. But you got Fernando Tatis, Brian Reynolds. I mean, that's the top 10 right now. I know early in the season.
The Brian Reynolds?
The former Giant.
The former Giant?
So. Yeah, I think he's Marlins, maybe?
Pirates.
So, Pete Alonso, we'll see. Pete Alonso is actually in definitive, I believe. And so is Brandon Lowe. We pulled a Brandon Lowe today. So just it's a nice conversation to have, you know, trying to figure out what's the next prospect, because we all see the data. We all see the Vlads going for 12, 1300. We've seen what Judge did. It's if you're investing and you're going to sell at some point, when's the right time to buy in? Is 160 a good time to buy in with what he's shown so far? To me, it seems like it could be.
Pete Alonso?
For both of them.
Oh, I don't know about Austin Riley, but Pete Alonso, yeah.
I don't like the way Pete, I don't like Polar Bear Pete, man. I just, you know, I don't think I want to have a polar bear poster in my bedroom. I don't know.
Work for
I just,
Panda.
You know, asking opinions on Royce Lewis. Yeah, Royce Lewis on the Twins, him and Kirloff, I think are pretty good investments. But I worry about the Twins, you know, being a market that people buy.
It doesn't matter if they put
it
up.
It does.
No, if they put up, if they hit home runs, people will buy them.
I disagree. I think basketball, it doesn't matter. And I think I used to think it mattered for basketball. I don't think it matters for basketball, but it absolutely 100% matters for baseball. If you have a stadium that you have 4,000 people going to watch the game, then you're not getting any attention. There's no media.
Washington Nationals, when they had Strasburg and Harper coming up, they big market team with their long
capital,
with their long lineage of
I wouldn't
being
say
a
they were big
Montreal Expos.
I wouldn't say they're big market, but they're not Tampa Bay Rays or Miami Marlins or Oakland A's.
You got a point with the A's.
I mean, you looked at what Cespedes was selling for. You looked at guys that were just killing it for the A's. I mean, you look at them now. Look at Chris Davis.
Yeah, but I mean, the A's, they're known to trade their prospects away or trade everybody away.
Yeah. Well, here's another good example. Paul Goldschmidt sells more now than he did when he was on the Diamondbacks.
Give that a year. Give that a year. Let it die down a little bit. Let the honeymoon period wear off.
He's in front of a big baseball stage. He's in St. Louis where they've won World Series, where they have a good lineage.
It'll die down a little bit. Don't trip.
But it was so low when he was on the Diamondbacks, and we're talking about a top five player probably. Paul Goldschmidt arguably is a top five player in the league, and his cards do not sell. But he went to St. Louis, and they sell now. And St. Louis fans seem to have no problem buying his Diamondback cards as their first Bowmans.
Well, we don't know if they're St. Louis fans who are buying their cards.
We don't know, but maybe guys are speculating that maybe he has a better shot of winning MVP or winning a World Series over in St. Louis. So they're going to buy up his cards.
What about Stanton? He went to the Yankees, and his cards aren't doing any better.
They
now.
Went up.
They went up right away. The first year. His first year. Now,
well, they peaked, but they're still higher than his Marlins years.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
We'll have to use the Terapeak data on that. But yeah, I wanted to get back to, I know we're kind of all over the place with this prospect talk, but both of these guys were sub $40 in the winter months. And I'm talking about October, starting in October to about January it seems like from the data I've done is the best time to buy prospects if you're looking to invest and sell. And I mean, you could see if you loaded up on 10 Pete Alonzos in October, and they sold for $130. That's $1,300 you made on just 10 Pete Alonzos if you're selling them now. So, you know, and Brian Gray talked about it on his podcast. I think the key is trying to stay away from what people are collecting. Like in the winter months, people were buying and selling Acuna a lot. So people were paying a premium for Ronald Acuna. He just won Rookie of the Year. People were paying a lot for Otani, even though he dipped. Nobody was buying Pete Alonzo or Austin Riley. Now there, and I know there's a lot of guys that you'll strike out on, but a $30 to $40 like Bowman Chrome Auto, that's not a bad spot to get a card in.
Yeah, but if you take a chance on, you know, 30 of those guys, that adds up. That adds, like, you need one of them to hit, right?
Yeah, you do.
There's a lot of prospects out there. A lot of products, lot of years.
How much does your investment go down? Here's the other flip side of the coin. So Pete Alonso doesn't get called up. He's still in the minors. If you needed to unload some, I mean, would it have gone lower than $30 or $40? I mean, it seems like any guy with potential stays around that price.
Dude, it's so easy to say that after the fact. It's so easy to say that we're looking at Pete Alonso now and he has 19 homers and he has 200 and something at bats. It's easy to say it now. If you would have been telling me this in October to invest Pete Alonso, I'd be like, well, Doug's a genius.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I need to have more time for that. But, yeah, I really – this offseason, I really want to focus in
guys. You look at those guys up there, and how many of those guys have we actually talked about within the last 2 years? I know one of them. I've been collecting and talking about one of those guys specifically and been following him since 17.
Verdugo.
Verdugo.
Right. Yeah. So,
but Fernando Tatis, we weren't talking about him. We would talk about him because his.
But
dad,
he was already hyped up.
Yeah,
he was already hyped up. He's close to Vladdy status, right?
Michael Chavez, we were talking definitely last year, because he's been in their system for a little while.
Yeah,
like maybe a couple years.
Yeah.
Victor Robles, obviously, we're talking about last year.
Yeah.
I think he made the roster out of spring training. Then he got hurt.
Yeah.
Then Juan Soto kind of took over that team.
Yeah, exactly. But Robles is, I think, back, and he's playing pretty well. So
Brian Reynolds, I really have only heard of him because he was in the Giants organization.
Right.
Brandon Lowe, is that?
Lau, that's Lau.
That's Lau?
That's Lau. And he's doing well, but he's on Tampa Bay. And that's where Kevin in the chat, Tampa is a wasteland. I mean, you had Longoria, right? You had Longoria that had a lot of hype. Now, you know, Longoria's obviously on the Giants. So what is that? Not to change the subject completely, but what does that mean for Wander Franco's cards? Does that mean that you just need to sell now, or is there just going to be an exception to the rule?
Well, the one thing that's different between Wander Franco card-related and Evan Longoria, Longoria's super factor's never been pulled.
That's a myth. I mean, it's an urban myth that's never been debunked, really, right?
Well, it doesn't exist.
Now, yeah, that's look that up. There's a bunch of stories on Evan Longoria's superfractor never surfacing. So those that have been around the hobby for a while, we've heard that story. Guys have bought boxes. There's like claims to be like very little boxes out there, if any, and this superfractor never surfaced. So it's like, did somebody pull it, not make it public, and just got in a collection? Or did it not make it in the product?
Have to be a pretty strong either Rays or Evan Longoria collector to hold on to that and it never surface ever on eBay.
Right. I mean, believe it or not, there's still guys that hold on to cards. They actually collect and they don't sell it.
You would never like, but if you're a Rays fan, he doesn't even play for the Rays anymore.
Right.
So you'd be like, I'm done. I'm gonna.
Could you imagine how much money you've lost if you would have sold it?
So you're just like, I'm just going to hold on to it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, look, Dice K. I mean, guys. So that's the other flip side of the coin, too. But the beauty of prospecting for those guys that collect basketball, that collect football, the beauty of baseball is that, you know, the Pete Alonso card came out in 2016. That was 3 years ago. The Austin Riley card came out in 2015. That's 4 years ago. So that's 4 years to casually build your collection up if you pick a guy and follow his minor league career, or, oh crap, he went down to single A, I'll sell. You know, it's a very fun market to kind of compete in, because you don't have that, like, that Luka window where it's Luka window for basketball is like closing soon, right? Because you got Zion coming out. Baseball windows stay open for a while, and that makes it kind of a little bit less risky in a sense, unless you're out there buying oranges and reds and stuff like that. So, but on the baseball tip, we've got definitive today. The first case absolutely blew me away. I could not believe it. A great new design this year. Clean. The edges seemed cool. Most of the cards seemed live. Everything's hard signed. So you can get into a break here at mojobreak.com. We've got the single box break for $39.99. That gets you a random team, and there's 8 hits in that. Or you can jump in on the whole case for $120, and there's 24 hits in that. And we also have PYTs. We've got a double case with the brand new leather and lumber from Panini. So lots of stuff going down for definitive today. If you're joining us, you're waiting for the free NT break. It is coming up. So free NT break is coming up. So we'll do the random live here, and we'll open the box and see what we get. So, but here's some pictures. So we pulled a Vladdy. Vladdy's live. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. rookie card out of definitive. It's live. This is just one case. This is one case that we had. Beautiful dual patch auto, Nolan Ryan and Jose Altuve, with actually 2 color patches at least on each. Acuna Albies. We actually pulled 3 Acuna autos in one case, which is insane, which Dan has a theory on. And Jose Altuve, piece of the helmet, piece of the little air vent from the helmet. So very thick card, but just clean. It's my favorite top set of the year. I'm an immaculate guy when it comes to basketball and football. So I think this plays right into it with the licensed version of Immaculate, in my opinion. You got a lot of different things to chase. Yeah, it's awesome. I loved it with football, and they lost the license. They brought it to baseball. What did you think of it?
It was good. It was good. I actually thought they kept the design extremely similar. I mean, the design has never been the problem with this product. I would like to see – I like how they do the helmets. I like to see some more unique memorabilia pieces in there. It's basically patches and helmets and.
I think they do. I think they have some of the 101s, or but you know we won't see those.
You know,
that much.
I mean, remember the mint, and they did like the batting glove and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They should try to consider bringing that into, because the mint doesn't exist.
Right.
Maybe bringing that into this product.
Yeah, they don't really have like a. This is the closest to immaculate, but they could definitely do more. I mean, you've seen Panini do the cleats,
and you got socks, and stirrups, stuff like that. You know, wristbands. Like, I mean, there's a million things you can do. I wish they would expand the memorabilia aspect of this product.
And we had a question. Slugger's asking, what do you think of the secondary market on Definitive? It usually holds pretty well, especially for the big names. I mean, you're going to see Trout sell for a lot out of here. Obviously, you want the 101s because those are sky's the limit on those ones. Last year, we didn't really have – I mean, we had Ohtani, but we didn't have – like, and he was a redemption, so we didn't have a live guy like Vladimir Guerrero. So it would be interesting to see – because Vlad hasn't been really live in anything. So it's going to be interesting to see what Vlad's start selling at. You know,
yeah, Definitive is since it's been released for baseball 2 years ago, it's been pretty much one of the best high-end products that like a lot of collectors love it. So I would say secondary prices for it, it stays up there for a good while.
Yeah, and it's the only product I believe that has as many consistent on-card dual autos out of anything that they make, that you're going to hit consistent dual autos and they're on-card. So you got that. You have the letter patches. You have cut autos. There's big cut autos in the set. Like, I think Clemente's in the set. So there's a lot to chase. Yeah. And as a breaker that has ADD, I like to open cases that have new stuff every time. You know what I mean? I think we can all attest to that.
Yeah, it's one of those products that it's one of the high-end products that don't go down in price. It probably just keeps going up.
R&B Sports Card says, what do you guys think of leather and lumber? Well, here's my rant. I've only seen a sell sheet of it. I don't think the checklist is out. Panini didn't even do a quality control on it. So I'm like, hey, guys, could we have pushed it back to next week and got a little data out on it. You know what I'm saying? why do we got to put it out Definitive Day? Let Definitive have its time to shine. But I'm interested to see what the cases bring on leather and lumber. It's the same amount of hits as Definitive. And it's a quarter of the price. So, you know, it could turn out to be a better bang for the buck, maybe. But without any data on leather and lumber, I don't know how you – I mean, product comes out Wednesday. Checklist should be ready on Monday. That's it. And there literally was no gallery on what we can hit. So, we like, somebody sold us something, like, and we don't even know what we bought, really. And then we got, like, what, like 20 cases of it?
And this is a little concerning. It's – I mean, we've been doing this long enough to where we've seen this happen before. There's been a couple releases that we received no data on. One of them was Replay. Replay, I remember seeing no preview. No, nothing, right? The other one was, remember that hockey product, Anthology, I think?
Yeah.
We didn't see anything on that either.
I didn't even think about that.
So the track record with not previewing and doing a gallery for Panini is not great. That's all I'm gonna say. This can be completely different.
Completely be the other way.
It could be the other way.
They put a gallery out today for it.
Oh, they did? Finally?
Oh, okay. They did?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I stand corrected. This is gonna be a great product.
I know there was a holiday weekend, so I didn't work Monday, so I understand, and that's probably what happened. But you know, okay, all right. So I got I've seen the leather and lumber autos, rookie signatures.
Dude, are those autos on leather?
They're on a manufactured ball.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen.
Oh, the fading?
Yeah, maybe. We got it. We
I
know
think they
that.
May have figured that out now.
Like, really? I bet they didn't. We need to not do that anymore. But we'll see. We'll see.
Like I said, from a value standpoint, I'm hoping for the best because it is 8 hits and it's a quarter of the price of Definitive. I mean, you're not going to probably get like all the Acunas we got out of there and stuff like that. But
you don't know.
But they have Vlad, I'm sure. They have Ruth, and they have the Mantle exclusive. So there'll probably be some Mantle pieces in there that sell for well. I wanted to point out that Slugger, we were talking about the prospecting. So Slugger says he just unloaded his Kavon Biggio. I need to learn to talk here. His Kavon Biggio autos for $625 total, and he would have gotten maybe $70 in 2016. So, you know, being able to play it the right way can get you some money. Maybe if you didn't like Kavon Biggio, now you can buy something that you do want. So I want to talk about Derek Dietrich, who's been just on SportsCenter, who's just a glutton for fame. If you haven't noticed, this guy's on the Reds. He doesn't have any Bowman cards. He has elite cards from 2010, and he's got some, believe it or not, Upper Deck made baseball cards back in 08 and 09. It was the last USA baseball cards. They had Derek Dietrich autos. 17 home runs already, batting 254. Wasn't even a starter at the beginning of the season. But it's interesting how he's caring about himself. He's got the pictures in the next slide. Sorry for those that are listening to the audio version of this podcast. We'll try to describe it the best. He's came out with different characters. He's been in the limelight. He put a fake mustache on one game, and played the whole game with it. Yeah, like a painted on mustache, which I think is in the next slide. Just some of the funny things he's done. Like he played like that. There was bees on the field. He had a walk off. He took his shirt off. He was a beekeeper one game. Yesterday, I guess he hit 3 home runs, and he did the Michael Jordan running around the bases. He just did like that running around the third home run. So this guy, like baseball players are generally kind of boring. So I'm like, is this guy figuring out an angle to not only get himself some more money, maybe get himself some sponsorship deals? I mean, do you guys think this is a good thing for baseball, or is it like we should all be like Madison Bumgarner and just shut up and play baseball and not talk? Because baseball needs some love in the media.
I think baseball needs some personality. I think white baseball players are boring. Wow.
They were thinking that was a bald-headed baby back there. They didn't know what was going on. there he is. But, yeah, I mean, not killing it in the batting average, but 17 home runs. Granted, he hit 3 yesterday. Can this guy –
That might be 14 homers more than any Giants player.
I think so. and those are asking about the free break. Yeah, it's already closed, guys. We had it open for about a month, so we closed it because we had to get the random ready so that we can do the random live on the show. But is there room for a personality in baseball? Do you think personalities can transcend baseball? Somebody like Derek Dietrich can go out there and get some eyeballs on baseball and maybe bring in some kids that are going to be watching basketball. Like, basketball is about to be over, right? We got one more series. Baseball is going to be center stage for like 3 months as far as major sports are concerned. Can guys like this make baseball fun again? Like, let's make baseball great again.
I think it's good. I don't know how it's really going to translate to any specific market. If you look at Brian Wilson with the Giants fans loved him because, well, they were winning.
Right.
The rest of the league was like, that dude's annoying. I think you're probably going to see it the same way. I mean, every fan base is going to be like, that guy's hilarious. I love him. That's my dude. And I'm pretty sure Cubs fans are like, that dude, I can't stand that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's going to be specific to your And I guess he had the bench cleared a couple times. I think Puig got ejected because he started the fight. So, I mean, other teams are like holding the old school baseball rules. That I think he took, 30 seconds to run around the base on purpose? So he hit a home run, and he went as slow as possible around the base.
Yeah,
Did
he get hit?
I think there was a fight. I don't know if that was that same game, but so he's going against the grain, and I like it. I do like it. From a hobby standpoint, I don't think he'll ever get any love. I don't think his cards will be Aaron Judge or Chris Bryant or anything like that. But I think it brings another element when you're watching SportsCenter. I'm not a Reds fan. I'm a Giants fan, so I don't see many Reds games. But I'm watching SportsCenter, and I see more about Derek Dietrich to the point where I put it on my show because I want to talk about it.
Okay. How about this? How about when Prince Fielder, when he was playing for the Brewers, hit a walk-off homer against the Giants, and they had the bowling celebration? Yeah. Were you like, that's awesome?
No.
You're like, I like that. I've always liked Prince Fielder. I like him even more now.
Right. You're kind of biased.
You're biased to your team. It's only fun when it's your team. It's not fun when it's somebody else's.
Right. But can we stop making baseball like from when it was in the 1800s, where you should be polite and stuff like that? I mean, it's a sport. You're competitive. You're gonna let your emotions out on the field. You're gonna get excited. You're gonna flip a bat. You're gonna, you hit a home run. That's a big deal. That's a monumental part of your career. You hit a walk-off home run in a playoff game. You throw the bat. Well, now you get dinged because, baseball rules say that you shouldn't celebrate because it makes the other team feel bad, But in basketball, you got the nicest guy in the league, Steph. throwing up his, you know, signs, dancing and stuff like that. Nobody goes and tackles him.
Everybody who's not a Warrior fan does not like Steph Curry.
I disagree. I think everybody who's not a Warrior fan hates Kevin Durant and Draymond.
I don't think people like Steph.
Does anybody in the chat hate Steph Curry?
Like, you hate Steph Curry.
Like, God damn it, I hate him. No. Anybody?
You can though.
He's the Derek Jeter of basketball.
You can. I can guarantee you there's not a lot of Rockets fans who are like, man, I'm going to go buy myself a Steph Curry jersey because I really like his style.
There is. You go to different towns and you'll see Steph Curry jerseys everywhere.
Because
that's their favorite player.
I think the people that hate Steph Curry are the other NBA players. They for sure hate him.
I sell all of his stuff when I get it. Yes, hate. I'm fine with him. Curry has the number one selling jersey. He does. Drake is a Raptors fan. He's got a Steph Curry tattoo.
He loves Steph. He writes about him in the song.
Yeah. I mean, now he's torn. He doesn't know who to like. You know, it's like me and Ben Simmons. I don't know who to choose. Yeah, like Ben Simmons. He's slowly falling off my like. But Cavs fan, yeah, he's jaded. So, but yeah, just let's get more personality in baseball. And Derek Dietrich, kind of interesting. And on a side note, Derek Dietrich is dating a tennis player with the last name of Puig. There's no relation, so. Kind of interesting. He's teammates with the Yasiel Puig, and his girlfriend is last name's Puig. So this is very interesting. I was like, man, is that his sister? That'd be crazy. So before we get into the NBA collecting in the offseason, we got to get into the free NT NBA break. So thank you guys for signing up. If you haven't checked us out, mojobreak.com is the site. All of our breaks are scheduled. All of our breaks are guaranteed. Every day that we do them. We do them pretty much every day. We do 100 breaks a week. We've got breaks that start at $5. We have $100 or 100 box breaks that go for that are higher amounts. We have something for everybody on the site. We do basketball, hockey, all the new releases. So there's always something to find on our site at mojobreak.com, and everything's scheduled out. So all of our videos on YouTube. We've broke with a lot of the big name athletes, Kyler Murray, Nick Bosa, Chris Bryant, stuff like that. So thanks for giving us a shot by joining this free break. And if you ever feel like getting into something, just check us out at mojobreak.com and see if there's a break you want to get into. Or if you just like free stuff, just hang out and try to find the free stuff. We'll definitely do more free breaks in. And so if you don't get in, join one of our free breaks coming up. And I've got something for our loyals here as well. So let's go ahead and do the random. So all these names are entered in. How this is going to work, we're going to random three times. And at the end of the third random, the top 30 names are going to be matched with NBA teams alphabetically. And then we're going to open this box up. So, all right, guys, good luck. So we're going to go three times. And there's a lot of names. We're going to do a lot of scrolling here, guys. And since we already have your address, you guys don't have to do nothing. You don't have to respond to no emails. We'll go ahead and ship the cards out within a couple weeks here. Get them to you. And hopefully somebody has something sick. All right, so that was the first random. So if you're listening to the audio podcast, I do apologize. We're doing a free break right in the middle of the podcast. So our YouTube channel, you can catch us live every week for the hype. So check us out. Is that the third time? Nope, one more time?
Number two.
All right, we're scrolling down. We're scrolling down.
Seeing some familiar names.
Yeah, a lot of familiar names. Glad you guys got in and follow the links. Third time. Wait, I have a drum roll. I think I have a drum hole. Drum hole.
So you're looking for top 30, right? Top 30.
Cordell down to Jason M. Oh, you got 29.
My bye. All right.
Let's see who got the Mavericks. Who got the Hawks? All right, we'll go ahead and open the box here live as well. Make that a little bit bigger. All right. So for the Atlanta Hawks, Cordell, Celtics, Joshua, Nets, James, Hornets, Timothy. And I'm sorry I'm not saying your last names. If you're listening to the audio version, just tune in and you'll see your names on the screen. Cavaliers, Terry, Mavericks, Christopher. All right. Let's get that Luka for you. Nuggets, David, Pistons, Nick, Warriors, Zach, Rockets, Willie, Pacers, Michael, Clippers, Camilo, Lakers, Tyler, Grizzlies, RB, McCord, Heat, Jonathan P, Bucks, Jeremy, Timberwolves, Tony, Pelicans, Scott, Knicks, Nathan, Thunder, Nathan, Magic, Adam, Sixers, Bill, Suns, Dank, what's up, dude? He's getting the Sun, a little eight in action. Blazers, Lee, Kings, Reed, Spurs, Jimmy, Raptors, Dave M, Jazz, Brandon K, and the Wizards, Jason M. So, and we've got more National Treasures if you, you know, want to get in on a break. We're doing some more tonight, and we'll be doing some more throughout the weekend. It's the best-selling basketball cards in the market as far as rookie patch autos are concerned. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and open this box, and it's going to be a little awkward, but I'm gonna move the camera.
I can put the main camera on here.
You guys keep talking if you want.
Oh, we can?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I'll let you guys talk for once. You know, I know I don't allow that much.
So what do we got here? Little NT. I was going to do a little commentary and see what Doug's in a poll, but I can't see from that angle. We'll see what goes down here. Just trying to get some. There's a box. This is straight out of Doug's pocket. I didn't pay for this. C-Rad didn't pay for it. Doug just loves giving back. All right.
First card.
McCollum?
Blazer base.
McCollum.
All right, second card. We got a jersey of Larry Legend. Going out to the Celtics. Congrats, Celtics. That's Joshua S.
Recently fired.
Jersey for the Lakers.
Luke.
Also fired.
Luke Walton.
Tyler C. with the Lakers. And we got a jersey of, who's that?
Dikembe Mutombo
for the Sixers. Philly Sixers.
Nice patch.
Bill
here.
Glenn with the Sixers. Congrats. You got a patch, three-color patch for the Wizards. Little Wizards mojo, John Wall. That's Jason M. with the Wiz.
14-25 on that. Nice little three-color prime.
First auto. Little vet for the Thunder, Brent Berry, Oklahoma City Thunder. That's Nathan S. with the Thunder. Congrats, Nathan. Who we got coming up next here? We got Jokic, that on card for the Denver Nuggets. Joker auto. Congrats, David T. Got the Denver Nuggets in the...
Would have beat the Warriors if he was just in the lineup.
Jersey auto, is that Captain Jackson? It is Steven for the Jackson. Pacers. Indiana Pacers, Michael S. Congrats, Mike. And I'm guessing the next card is a big one. Oh, printing plate. 1/1. Who's that?
Is that Jason Kidd?
Nets getting the
Richard
1/1
Jefferson?
Printing plate.
Is it Jason Kidd?
Yep, Jason Kidd. And...
Oh, it's the RPA, maybe?
Clutch Factor Signatures, Kevin Knox, rookie.
Wow.
Knicks.
Congrats, New York Knicks.
All right. So we'll get those out to you guys. So no Luka.
Nathan
but we gave
C
it a
with
shot.
The Knicks. Congrats. Rookie auto of Kevin Knox. Kevin Knox for the Knicks.
Well, that was fun, guys.
All right, let me switch the cameras back here real quick. Right quick.
All right. So I got something else to tell you guys. I'm in the giving mood. Coming out of my pocket, too.
Yeah. Where's my NT box? Where's C-Rad's NT box? Where's TJ's NT box?
So this Friday, probably in the afternoon, I'll schedule it out. We're going to do a giveaway for Loyal. So what we're going to do is we're going to take 4 months of customers, and we're going to do a random. I wish I could give something to everybody, but we'll have a lot of prizes from boxes to blasters to hits. Just for saying thanks for, hey, you know, you've gotten us to where we are. You know, we're very thankful for what you guys have done for us, and we want to give back as much as we can. So we got a lot of stuff to give away for people that have bought into our breaks for the last 4 months. I wish I could go back farther, but there's a lot of data to try to crunch by then. So that'll be going down on Friday. Look for that scheduled, and, you know, just as a way of our way of saying appreciation, it's going to be a customer appreciation Friday. So. Check that out. But one of the last segments before we get into definitive, and by the way, fill up definitive random number one coming up after the
one
show.
Sold out.
Number one sold out. So fill up number two and three and the rest of the stuff on the site. I want to talk about NBA collecting in the offseason. It's finals. It's two teams playing. I don't know if there's a really great investment on the two teams that are playing. Curry, Durant, all those guys, those cards are already pretty high. Maybe you could find like a Pascal Siakam. But I wanted to talk about the teams that aren't necessarily playing right now and who maybe you can kind of invest in and hope for the best for next season. I got a love affair with Donovan Mitchell. His prices are low. You may be even able to wait a little longer. The Jazz is, you know, they're on the uptick. They get a good couple free agents next year. Donovan Mitchell's already scoring almost 30 points a game. And, you know, this guy's a star. And I feel like his prices are too low. They're about as half as what they were in the year prior. I know there's going to be Zion hype, but they go deep in the playoffs, and Zion's sitting at home. Donovan Mitchell. Now, I didn't ask you guys. Trae Young. Dan loves Trae Young. Dan's buying Trae Young. Tell us why.
Trae Young and Michael Porter Jr. Michael Porter Jr. because the team he's on. The team's a good team.
They're primed to go.
Yeah, I mean, he comes in. And I think Trae Young is, been a big fan of him all year. I think he's going to be one of the best players in the league. And with the Zion hype, I think the 18-19 products are going to get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to be able to – I think you want to wait until the first couple Zion products come out and then start swooping up some Trae Youngs.
Yeah. Wow. What do you – any picks for you, C-Rad? I mean, if you had – let's just say hypothetically, you had $5,000 to invest in one guy in the offseason. It could be from any year. Who would you do?
For me – first of all, I agree with Dan. I'm still on the train. I like the Trae Young train, too. I think he's going to be Curry-esque. He has that potential to be kind of like Curry for sure. Michael Porter for sure, too. But if I had $5,000, dude, I'm buying the best Giannis I can buy for $5,000.
Really?
Yes. Because, okay. I mean, this playoffs didn't go the way he wanted to. I picked the Raptors from the beginning of the year that they were going to win the East. But
you did. I was going to look for that audio if I
had
time.
He's going to keep improving. He's going to keep getting better. This guy is going to win a couple of MVPs, a couple of championships. And if I had $5,000, I'd buy the best Giannis I could buy right now. I know that's a high end, but for low end, if you want to go low end, then I'm going to go with like Trae Young and Michael Porter like Dan.
Well, and what I advise you guys to do is I used to subscribe to Terapeak, and I hadn't been on there in months, right? But I went on there today for the show. And eBay bought out Terapeak. I'm sure some of you guys already know this. What Terapeak is it gives you a year's worth of data. So if you're really trying to find out the best time to buy or when it was its highest point, when it's at its lowest point, you can kind of start researching other guys. So maybe you can look maybe pre-playoffs on Giannis and see what some of his prices were.
Insane.
So, right. So if you've seen a select maybe auto for $400 and then now it's offseason, you got a chance to buy that for $200. So that's where maybe the smart money is being able to find out. And people may get desperate in the offseason. Somebody may have a lot of Giannis and they didn't unload because they thought he was going to go to the finals and now it's low. People could be desperate and you can get some good deals. Got to remember, Michael Jordan lost his first finals. So, yeah. You know.
Giannis is 24 years old, by the way.
Or wait, Michael Jordan didn't lose. He lost his first playoffs. That's maybe I got to correct
myself. He lost his first three, four playoff series.
Right. The Pistons were beating him up, I believe. Mm-hmm. So, you know, use that Terapeak data. I think it's like $12 a month, and if you buy enough, it's worth it. Because right now you can only go back 90 days. You buy Terapeak, you can go back an entire year. So that gives you the ups and downs of the market by going on Terapeak. And it's built into eBay now, and it's much smoother. I believe it's $12. There's different price levels, but it's very valuable data to have, you know, to kind of just watch the market. So,
dude, on that, some of the categories on that Trae Young, Tim Duncan piece.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Tim Duncan piece of authentic. Huh?
Wow. I mean, he just didn't know what he was doing when he was listing the card, obviously.
Yeah, he looks like Tim Duncan, right? Totally. Spitting image. Same team and everything.
See that jersey relic on there?
Yeah. Right. What if somebody was searching Tim Duncan and they just bought that card thinking that, you know, because you know how people take pictures of eBay cards and there's like four pictures in the photo?
I mean, that's a return waiting to happen.
Yeah.
That's like, oh, I bought this and it's not Tim Duncan.
Yeah, no kidding, right? The corners ding, send it back. Well, we've got the finals of Guess That Price between me and Dan. Whoever wins is the 2019 Guess That Price champion.
Maybe we'll
have a little trophy in place.
Here we go, baby.
You know,
season one
final. I don't know how I got into the finals. I got lucky, but I'm looking for. There we go. All right. Guess That Price.
Are you guys
play
ready?
Along at home. So these are auctions for cards. Auctions only, so we can get true value. So guess that price and see. We can see who's closest. So who goes first, by the way? And maybe you can keep track. Somebody can keep track here. Do we do a coin flip to see who goes first?
I think I got home field. Didn't you back into this championship?
Oh, yeah, I did. Okay, I go. So you want me to go first then? Your choice. I did back into this championship. I did win a couple wild card games.
Yeah, I want you going first. Okay. Yeah, you backed into this.
All right, guys, we're going to start out here baseball. Here's one. Here's a modern card. Graded BGS 9510. It's a red refractor, number to 25, Shohei Ohtani.
So red refractor, orange. Orange, right?
Or it looks like red, but yeah, orange.
To 25, first Bowman, right? Yeah, the first Bowman. Not technically, but it's
his first
Bowman.
First rookie, yeah.
Oh, man.
First rookie. Doug? Gonna need that.
$8,900.
$8,900. Okay. And Dan?
Guess at home, guys. Guess at home.
$5,600.
$5,600? Man, you guys are going kind of low on that joint. Total final sale price, 18 bids, $9,500. So the winner for round one is done.
I have a shield and trimmed.
Yeah. Woo.
Dug up one.
All right.
Dug up one. All right. Coming up next.
So now it's time to sell Ohtani then, I guess.
Did somebody get in the chat? Paul got 85. Rob, 14K. Tobias, 11.
Look,
a lot of people at 5K with you, Dan.
They get it. They get it. They know.
All right, here's one for you. Shout out to Oakland right here. This is a PSA Mint 9 69 Topps Reggie Jackson. A very rare card in this grade. That's the only hint I'll give you. You can start with Dan.
1969 Topps Mint 9 Reggie Jackson.
The GOAT.
What did you say again? What was that last thing?
Very rare.
Very rare.
In this grade.
Very rare in that grade. 21,000.
21,000?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Doug?
I'm playing to win, so I'm going to go $20,999.
$20,900, so right below Dan.
Yep.
The final sale price with 36 bids, $75 shipping. $28,100. Oh! So Dan gets that one.
Damn it. I know nothing about vintage, really. I try. I bought vintage, but I don't know enough about it.
One to one.
Man, a laser trimmed. We had 18K in the chat, 32,000 for Brandon. Brandon was on it. All right, so it's 1-1. Dang, neck and neck.
All right. This next one.
I thought for sure it would be like 12,000 or something.
Check this out right here.
Sucks.
All right, we have a rookie, Joe Montana, but it's graded SGC Gem Mint 10. SGC.
Oh, that's a rookie. Ugly slab.
Never.
81 Topps Joe Montana.
And I go first, right?
Yep. Doug,
look at that. Look at that font.
I know. It's like dot matrix printer.
You sure that's real?
SGC is probably third on the list. It's they're not a scam, I don't think, but.
They don't
sell as well near PSA.
They got robot.
That's why I wanted to throw you off, because if I put a PSA one, I know you probably knew the price. That's why I chose the SGC. What we got, Dan?
$9,500.
Who would want that slab?
$9,500 for Doug.
And I know people hold SGC in high regard.
I think more for tobacco cards, like older cards.
What was your guess?
95.
$12,000.
$12,000. All right, we got with 47 bids, only $40 shipping this time. $7,600 sold.
$7,000, you said?
$7,000.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
Up 2-1.
2-1. We know that shit.
Well, if you wouldn't know that one, the next card on the list is a Norm Van Brocklin PSA Near Mint Mint 8 51 Bowman. How about that one if you don't know that
I
one?
Like that helmet right there. I like that helmet. That right there. No CTE. Look at that.
Norm Van Brocklin, 1951.
If they brought
Bowman.
Those helmets back, nobody would be leading with their helmets anymore.
Yes. Ram it.
All right, that's Dan.
Old Norm, huh?
Yes.
Look at that logo.
USA 8, 51 Bowman. 51, baby. This is an old school right here.
It's a pure guess. Like nobody knows. It's between $1 and like $100,000. It's somewhere in between.
It's a good range there, dude. How'd you get so close?
Oh shoot.
Let's see, near mint. Dead. It's really old, and I don't know if people are gonna be searching for old Norm Van Brocklin. But I'd go straight in my PC. This is an episode. So easy. 13,000.
It's a Rams card, so a dollar.
Are you going a dollar?
I'm going a dollar.
$1 for mm-hmm. Doug.
One American dollar. It's a Rams card. I mean, who wants one?
Okay, so we'll see who's close here. All right, with 69 bids, okay? $1,048. So the closest to $1 is...
Yeah! Told you Rams card don't sell for nothing. I think I brought it home
it's
already.
It's 1951.
1,048. Uh-oh. We need 3-1 right here. 3-1 right here.
3-1.
Doug's being weak, though. He's like, $1 bids and then $1 before, like, under my bid.
Hey, I'm playing to win, bro. This is the Price is Right. This is the Price is – you ever watch Price is Right?
No, I have.
Okay.
I'm playing to win the game. I treat this game with respect.
I'm Derek Dietrich.
I'm not Bush League.
All right, I'm going to throw you guys off. You guys ready for to get thrown off?
All right, Dan,
you got this, dude. Next card. This is a 1986 Fleer, the iconic 86 Fleer, Gem Mint 10, Johnny Moore.
Who would grade that?
Johnny it's 86, Moore.
86. Who would grade that?
Dude, that thing looks trimmed. Look how much space is on the top of that thing. Everything looks trimmed to me now. 86 Fleer, Johnny Moore, Gem 10.
Doug's first, right?
$775.
Dan?
Was Johnny Moore even good?
It's from 86 Fleer.
I know. I could see. See what it is.
Just keep that in mind.
$1,250. $1,250, not $12.50. Okay.
$1,250. All right, you guys are ready to have your mind blown. 30 bids, $75 shipping, $10,700.
Oh, Jesus Christ, no way.
Dan wins that just by default.
Oh, my God.
Well, no, because I know product. And there's one thing I know is 86 Fleer. And Johnny Moore. Johnny Moore is a good ball player. I remember him running up and down the court.
Wait, say that again. How much?
$10,700.
And he, I think he's friends with Jeffrey Leonard. Same number. Double
all right.
Zero.
All right, we're 3-2. We're 3-2, baby, going into the sixth card.
Oh, man. We got to clinch this right now.
Okay. Y'all ready for this? All right, we got a exquisite dual patch auto LeBron and Jordan, but... Pay attention. It says altered on the BGS slab.
Trimming.
Okay, so I looked this up. This card actually wasn't actually trimmed. What was altered was that it was, I guess, this the guy added color to the corners. So it wasn't actually trimmed, chopped, no jerseys added, nothing. He just added colors to the corner, so that's why I got an altered slab.
Wow. Yeah, so Michael Jordan, LeBron James, dual on-card auto number to
22.
2005-2006. Ooh! Do it. You know,
who goes first on
altering,
this one?
Altering that card.
Dan goes first on this
altering
one.
Altering on that card kind of makes it a game changer.
I don't know if it does, dude. I don't think it matters.
I don't know if it's leaving a lot of meat on the bone there. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know.
Dan's going first, right?
Yeah, I'm going first.
No, I know. I'm losing my train of thought. My mind's blown right now.
I'm thinking. You should be thinking like 7 million. You should be somewhere in that range. Altered, huh? Altered. Would I want an altered card?
Well, how often are you going to get a chance to buy a Michael Jordan, LeBron James dual auto licensed?
Yeah.
And the pen's a little smearing. Looks like a little UV, a little UV treatment.
26,000. 26K? Yeah.
Okay. 26K.
And whoever bought that is, we got? Wow, I don't know.
I'm going to go 34,500.
Oh, you didn't go $1 again?
I was thinking about it, but
this worked perfectly. All right, we got 50 bids. Only $8 shipping, reasonable shipping. And it sold for $11,743. Dan, we're tied 33,
too low.
Baby. We're tied 33. Let's go. And this worked perfectly because I can't wait for you guys to guess this next card.
I think I would have, if it wasn't altered, would I have been close?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
Doug would have probably been close. Who would have altered?
Who would alter that? Idiots.
Yeah. All right, so we're tied 3-3. For the championship season.
Are we
going
to get Garbage Pail Kid or what?
Nope. Just my hero.
Final card.
One of one transcendent Shawn Michaels autograph.
HBK?
One of one transcendent Shawn Michaels auto. Transcendent, the most expensive wrestling product of all time.
Doug has to go first.
I think Doug is first.
This isn't fair. It's a home field advantage.
Oh, dude. You know how I was saying all like, I respect the game and all that crap? Yeah, it's out the window. I'm trying to win.
$1,477.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
I'm trying to think how many 101s did they put in there in different variations. That's what I'm trying to figure out right now.
Does a SIG have a pee-pee in it? Kind of does.
I think it's more than that, dude. What'd you say, 1477?
1477.
Yeah. 1650.
All right. With 28 bids, $565 means the winner. Season one, no! Doug. Woo! Doug just came in and swooped on all of us, dude. What the hell? Hey, that was a good comeback, though, Dan. That was a good comeback. Made it 3-3.
Dude. Wrestling sucks. You're gonna just drink my water?
I was gonna take it.
You're gonna drink my water?
I was gonna pour in my. I was gonna do a Gatorade. But I got too much electronics.
I don't think you're gonna do that. I think you're actually gonna drink my water.
What about my track record? Yes.
This just did. Doug pulled a hammy.
It does look like a PP
$5 in auction.
Wrestling. We are the champions.
And there's probably I don't know what the deal is. It's probably one Shawn Michaels 101 card in every briefcase. That's why it's $500.
Probably.
Winner, winner. I actually was scared you were gonna go lower than me because I was like, I think he has a better chance going lower than me and winning. I'm glad it worked.
Yeah, I kind of felt like Dan was gonna go lower, but he went higher.
It's 101.
Yeah. Shawn Michaels does deserve
it's a good battle. I started off 3-1, man. I almost became the Warriors right there. I almost just gave up a 3-1 lead. So, did it. All right, guys. Well, that is it for today's show. Thanks for tuning in and joining the free break. We got episode 94. We're getting closer to 100. So, stay tuned for some craziness on episode 100. And we'll probably start that Guess That Price Challenge again and do another season of that. I think it's pretty fun. And it really opens your eyes for what prices of what cards go for. So, but that is it for now, guys. We'll see you later.
And that's it. Thanks for watching this episode.